9 to 11, it says, the third angel followed them and said in a loud voice,
又有第三位天使接着他们大声说
Again, a third angel followed them and said in a loud voice,
又有第三位天使接着他们大声说
If anyone worships the beast and his image,
若有人拜兽和兽像
and receive this mark on their forehead,Or on their hand,
在额上或在手上受了印记
they too will drink the wine of God's fury,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒
which has been poured out full strength. Can we have that script on the screen so those without Bibles can follow with us tonight as we begin this service? A third angel followed them,
又有第三位天使接着他们
and said in a loud voice,
大声说
If anyone worships the beast,
若有人拜兽
and his image,
和兽像
and receives this mark on their forehead or on their hand,
在额上或在手上受了印记
they too will drink the wine of God's fury, which has been poured out full strength,
这人也必喝神大怒的酒，此酒正在神愤怒的杯中
into the cup of his wrath.
群衣不杂
they will be tormented by with burning sulfur.
他们会受到痛苦
in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb.
在圣天使和羔羊面前，在火与硫磺之中受痛苦
and the smoke of their torment.
他们受到痛苦的烟
will rise forever and ever.
往上冒，直到永永远远
There will be no rest day.Or night for those who worship the beast and his image. In other words, those who are rebellious.
那些拜兽和兽像受他名之印记的，换言之是悖逆的，终也不得安宁。
Or anyone who receives the mark of his name.
任何一个受他名之印记的。
This on your screen there is the sternest warning the Lord has given to rebellion.
主在这赐给你们悖逆的非常令人震惊的警告。
In other words, the Lord is saying that those that engage in sin, they will not get away with it unpunished.
换言之，那些跟罪有联系的，就是仍然留在罪恶里头的，你们肯定受到惩罚的。
That sin must be judged unless you repent and receive Jesus.
如果你没有悔改，没有接受主耶稣基督的话，罪恶肯定会受到惩罚。
He must judge sin.
他必须肯定应该审判罪的。这是在圣经当中非常令人震惊的警告。
A generation that is waiting for the rapture that may not get involved in this tribulation.
并且你们这一代就是要参加被提的，不要借得到这个灾难里头的。
This is supposed to stand out as a serious warning to take your Christian salvation more seriously.
对你来说，这样的警告就是让你更加严肃的、认真的对待你基督徒的救赎。
So we see clearly that strictly based on whether you obeyed the command of the first angel or not.The earth is divided into two groups.
因此完全严谨靠着你有没有顺服第一位天使下的命令，以此为根据，整个人类被分类到两类。
Those who respect the command of the gospel, they honor Jesus and receive him.
那些敬畏神、敬畏耶稣基督、尊荣耶稣基督、接受他的。
And then we saw very clearly in Revelation 14 verse 14.
那篇启示录十四到十四，我们看得很清楚。
In verse 14, the subtitle there it says, "Harvesting the earth and trampling the winepress."
十四的十四节副标题就是地上的收割，并且践踏神葡萄酒的酒榨。
So essentially, he says, "I looked, and there before me was a white cloud."
我又观看，见有一片白云，整个世界被分为两类的人。上云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was seated on the cloud.
又有一位天使从殿中出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说，
And he goes on to say,
然后他继续地说，
Take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come.
伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了。
For the harvest of the earth is ripe.
地上的庄稼已经熟透了。
We handled that yesterday.
昨天我们处理了这段经文。
Verse 16, where it says, So he who was seated on the cloud, which is the Messiah himself, swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested.
那坐在椅上的就是弥赛亚，就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。That
is an entire earth harvested.
现在这指的是整个全球的收割。
Of that first angel pronouncing the eternal gospel.
这是第一位天使说出的永恒的福音得着的收割。
If you look at Revelation chapter 7,
如果你打开启示录第七章，
it talks about a great multitude from verse 9.
第九节在那看的很，就是。
It says, After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count. Can you imagine the harvest?
九节出现的许多的人，没有人能数过来。就是我观看见有许多的人，没有人数过来的，看一下这收割的果子有多么的多。From
every nation,
是从各国、 各族、
people and language,
各民各方来的，
standing before the throne.
站在宝座前，
and before the glorious Lamb of God,
和荣耀的羔羊面前，
they were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands.
身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝，
and they cried out in a loud voice,
大声喊着说，
salvation belongs to our God.
愿救恩归于我们的神，
from the throne and to the Lamb.
坐在宝座上的也归于羔羊。
And in verse 11 he says,
十一节神说，
All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders.
正天使都站在宝座和众长老和。And
the four living creatures,
四活屋的周围，
They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God.
在宝座前念伏于地敬拜神，
saying Amen，
说阿们，
praise and glory and wisdom，
颂赞荣耀智慧，
and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever， Amen。
感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神，直到永永远远， Amen。
Verse 13 he says, if you continue, if you can put them in good sequence, better speed is better. Then one of the elders asked me,
长老中有一位问我说，
These in white robes, who are they?
这些穿白衣的是谁？
And where did they come from?
是从哪里来的？
I answered, Sir, you know.
我对他说，主，你知道。
And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation.
他向我说，这些人是从大患难中出来的。
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. This is what I wanted to read for you, verse 14.
曾用羔羊的血把衣裳洗白净了，这就是十四节我要跟你说的。因此他们从大灾难来的，这就是收割的果子。And
so Revelation chapter 14,
因此启示录的十四章，
verse 14 all the way to 16,
14到16节，
talks about those that have obeyed the command of the first angel.
在那谈的就是顺服了第一位天使下的命令的。
Tonight I want to begin from verse 17 to 20.
那今晚呢，我要开始17到20节。
Yesterday we covered this harvest and we saw the fact that the angels come with power and there must have been a lot of rain that must have matured the crop and filled the grain and ripened the earth.
根据昨天看到的，就是当这个他们天使收让他收割收过起来地上庄稼的时候，必须要有幕后的雨水降下来，让那个庄稼的。
That's why the earth became ripe. The harvest became ripe.
就是庄稼熟透的理由，是因为那有幕后的恩膏。
I brought your attention the dangers of the present day church walking outside the latter anointing.
那现在我警告了先进的教会，那些走在幕后恩膏之外的地方。
Very clearly that the Lord Jesus Himself promised the church. He said, "Do not even attempt to leave Jerusalem until you have received power from on high."
神赐给起初教会警告，你们收到能力之前不要离开耶路撒冷，是给他们的警告了。
And so, before we go into this judgment,
因此我们去。这个审判之前
a little bit at the separation of the righteous for heaven, that harvest that the Lord does.
让我们稍微查看一下那些为了这个庄稼、为了这个收割就分别开来的公义的人、义人。
13,
马太十三章
，from verse 37.
37:37.
Matthew chapter 13, verse 37 on.
13:37.
He says, he answered, the one who sowed the good seed is the Christ, the Son of Man.
他回答说，那撒好种的就是人子。
Remember, this is the parable of the wheat and the tares.
这就是那个撒种的比喻，记得。
Ngano na magugu.And so he was talking to them in parables, and he was talking about a sower that came and sowed good seed, and then the enemy came and sowed bad seed.
这就是这个主人子撒了好种，可是仇敌来要撒了那个败子的种子。
In other words, warning the church of apostasy.
换言之，警告教会这个叛教的发生。先进的教会。
And he says the field is the world.
他说了，这个田地就是世界。
And the good seed stands for the people of the kingdom.
好种就是天国之子。
That is the one the Messiah harvested with the sickle.
这就是弥赛亚拿着快镰刀来收割的庄稼。败子就是那恶者之子。
The enemy who sows them is the devil.
那杀败子的仇敌就是魔鬼撒旦。
The harvest is the end of the age.
那收割的时候就是世界的末了，收割的人就是天使，非常的严重灾难，蒙福的人们。那我们再回到启示录的十四章，十六节。
Then you understand what this parable stood for.
那你们现在理解了这个比喻现在象征的是什么？
Because he was seated on the cloud, swung his sickle over the earth.And the earth was harvested.
因为他坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就被收割了。
In the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 7,
十五的十七路加
you see that he harvested them from heaven.
你们可以看到他从天堂那收割的，他仍然在天堂的时候。
Luke, chapter 15, verse 7,
十五的十七路加
he says, I tell you.
他醒悟过来
that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven,
就说我父亲有
over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people, in other words, quotes, who do not need to repent.
我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上的天上也要这样为他欢喜，比为99个不用悔改的义人欢喜更大。
The advancement of the gospel on the earth.
因此在这非常的描写了天堂多么的喜悦，地上传福音的进展。路加十五的七。
If anybody repents and receives the everlasting gospel.
因此任何一个悔改，然后接受永远福音的话。
In other words, receives Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior.
换言之，接受了耶稣基督作为自己的主和救主的话。
Then Jesus has marked it already in heaven.
那天耶稣在天堂已经给他印记了。
Jesus is watching every single action and move of every Christian and every person.
因此那些收割庄稼的就是收割了那些悔改的，并且我们在启示录14:6所看到的，他们是被分别开来的。14:6启示录。
In Hebrews chapter
12:22-24,
they now belong to the sacred holy assembly of God in heaven.
他们现在属于耶稣在天堂那圣洁的会众。
But you have come to Mount Zion.
希伯来12,
to the city of the living God.
希伯来12:22,
to the heavenly Jerusalem, meaning now heaven.
你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，现在谈的是新耶路撒冷，就是天上的耶路撒冷。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上，诸长子智慧所。
To the spirit of the righteous made perfect.
和被成全之义人的灵魂,
to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant.
并新约的中保耶稣,
and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel.
以及所撒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。这是非常的严重，蒙福的人们。
Because if you now go to Philippians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21,
如果你现在去到腓立比三二十二十一，He
says, "But our citizenship is in heaven."
因为我们
Remember, we have covered this scripture when we are looking at the vision when the Messiah appeared to me and sent me to you with the message of glorification. Tell them that when the rapture takes place, they will have glorious bodies like mine.
菲律宾三的二十，我们却是天上的国民。这段经文呢，当我处理那个异象当中，弥赛亚出现，告诉他们，当被提发生了，他们都穿跟我一样荣耀的身体。当我们处理那个异象的时候，跟你们分享的经文，像我一样荣耀的身体。
We all remember that message of the vision of October 18th, 2021.
我们都记得2021年10月18号的那个异象。
And so we covered Philippians chapter 3, 20, 21, and also we covered 1 John chapter 3, verse 2.
这样一来，我们处理过腓立比三的二十二十一，并且约翰一书3:2。
So in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 says,
因此腓立比三的二十，神说，
But our citizenship is in heaven.
我们却是天上的公民，天上的国民。
And we await a savior from there.
并且等候，迫切的等候救主，
The Lord Jesus Christ.
救世主耶稣基督。
By the power that enables him to bring everything under his control.
从天上降临，他要按着那能叫万有归附自己大能。
He transform our corruptible and lowly, shameful bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
他要按着那能叫万有归附自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和自己荣耀的身体相似。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
那约翰一书3:2。From
verse 1, okay, there you go now. He says here, Dear friends, now we are children of God already.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，已经是。
And what we will be has not yet been known.
将来如何还未显明。
But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him.
但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，
For we shall see him as he is.
因为必得见他的真体。
So when you put all these scriptures together, Hebrews chapter 12, 22, 24, and Philippians chapter 3, 20 and 21, and then 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, when you put them together,
hivyo basi ukiweka maandiko haya yote pamoja kitabu cha
Hebrewia 12:22-24 Filipi 3:20-21 约翰一书3:2节 这一节放在一起来看的话
ukiweka hiyo yote pamoja
then you understand that when you are on this earth and you are born again and you walk in righteousness
你会知道你在地上你是重生的并且你是公义的
you already have your mansions in heaven
你已经在天堂有你的家
you already have your citizenship is in heaven
你已经在天堂是天堂的国民了
and that's why the Lord from heaven could harvest the faithful Christians on the earth
这是为什么主在天堂能够收割地上众城的他的百姓
he swung his sickle and he harvested them
他在天堂那扔掉这个镰刀已经收割了 当你查看启示录21章的7节
Revelation 21:7 it says
启示录21的7节神说
those who are victorious
那些得胜的
so the Lord uses the command by the first angel to divide the earth into two
因此主通过第一位天使的命令来把这个地球分为两类
the first group are those that are obedient they obey the command of the first angel fear God give him glory worship only he alone that created everything and the judgment of God is coming
那些地位天使的命令就是惧怕神敬畏神这样荣耀归给主只有敬拜亚威神因为他创造了地上所有的一切被造物就是遵守他命令的这样的人那些地位天使的命令就是惧怕神敬畏神这样荣耀归给主只有敬拜亚威神因为他创造了地上所有的一切被造物就是遵守他命令的这样的人
That those that obey that command of the gospel, the everlasting gospel of Jesus.
那些顺服了耶稣永远福音的人。
Then they are in this first category here.
他们就属于这第一类的,第一类别的人。
Those who are victorious, meaning they are overcomers, they are conquerors, they have conquered the world the way Jesus overcame the world.
这就是他们得胜的人了，他们是战胜的人，他们像耶稣基督一样打败了世界，战胜了世界的人。And
he says very clearly，
他在这讲得很清楚，
that they will inherit all this，
他们会承受这一切的。What
is the all this is talking about？
那这些这一切指的是什么呢？
Let us go to verse 1 all the way again to verse 7. We go step by step.
那让我们从第一节开始到第七节吧，我们一步一步的走，来要看一下他们要承受的到底是什么。 新天
Okay, so then I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
我又看见一个新天新地。
For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away.
因为先前的天地已经过去了，and
there was no longer any sea.
海也不再有了。
I saw the holy city.
我又看见圣城，
the new Jerusalem.
新耶路撒冷，
coming down out of heaven from God.
有神那里从天而降，
prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband.
预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne say.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，
Look，
看哪，
God's dwelling place is now among the people，
神的帐幕在人间，
and he will dwell with them，
他要与人同住，
they will be his people，
他们要做他的子民，
God himself will be with them and be their God，
神要亲自与他们同在做他们的神，
he will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There will be no more death.
不再有死亡。
Or mourning.
也不再有悲哀。
Or crying.
哭号。
Or pain.
疼痛。
For the old order of things has passed away.
因为以前的事都过去了。
That scripture in verse 4 can almost tell you that they have already gone through a lot of death, a lot of mourning, a lot of pain, a lot of crying. He said, there will be no more death, no more of those sufferings.
第四节告诉我们，他们经历的这些，就是他们经历了很多的眼泪，很多的哭号、疼痛，很多的事情他们都经历了，现在不再有这些事了。
就是，sababu anasema ya kwamba hakutakuwepo na mateso na mauti tena。
Then he says in verse 5.
He
who was seated on the throne said,
做宝座的说,
I am
making everything new.
看哪，我将一切都更新了。
Then he said, write this down.
又说你要写上,
for these words are trustworthy and true.
因这些话是可信的，是真实的。
Then he said, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega.
他又对我说，都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄美甲，我是初，我是终。
I'll give water without cost.
我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。 生命泉的水。
Then now, in verse 7, he defines them. Those that the Messiah has harvested. He does harvest them with a sickle.
这样一来，第七节开始描述基督在天上拿着快镰刀收割的这些人。
You will harvest them with his sickle when this time arrives.
到了这个时间，他用他的这个镰刀来收割这些百姓。
But the first part he will harvest in the rapture of the church.
第一次他要收割的就是被提参加被提的人。
So the ones he refers to in the book of Revelation 16, I mean 14 verse 16, are these ones here, those who are victorious.
因此，启示录十四的十六。 在那安息的被基督的镰刀收割的人，就是那些得胜的。 他们是战胜的，他们是得胜胜利的，他们是正负的。
Will inherit all of the above we saw, the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem.
他们来要承受这一切我们看过的新天新地新耶路撒冷。
And I'll be their God.
并且我要成为他们的神，他们会成为我的儿女。
See very clearly, if you jump to verse 8, you'll see another group, but we are not handling that group for now.
并且你看到第八节在那处理另一群人，可是现在我们要先别看这个另一群人。
So you see the people that he picks, that he harvests with the sickle.
因此，基督用他的快镰刀来收割的这些人。
Before they return, the second coming of Christ.
他第二次来临之前。
And then now,
然后现在,
when you go to Revelation chapter 14, verse 17, our theme for today.
当你去到启示录十四的时期，今天我们讲到的主要内容。
Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle.
那有另一位天使从天上的殿中出来，他也拿着快镰刀。
He goes on to say,
然后他继续地说,
still another angel. Who had charge of the fire came from the altar and called in a loud voice.
又有另一位天使从祭坛中出来，是有权柄的活的，向拿着快镰刀的大声喊着说。
In a loud voice to him who had a sharp sickle.
就是拿着快镰刀的大声喊着说。
Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine.
向他说，伸出快镰刀来，收取地上的葡萄树的果子。
Grapes are ripe.
因为葡萄熟透了。
The angel swung his sickle on the earth. Remember the book of Matthew 13 we just read.
记得刚才我们读过的马太十三章，那天使就把镰刀扔在地上。
The angel swung his sickle on the earth and gathered his grapes and threw them into the great wine press of God's wrath.
那天使就把镰刀扔在地上，收取了地上的葡萄，丢在神愤怒的大酒榨中。Look
at what we are handling today, verse 20.
看一下我们要处理的今天二十节了。They
were trampled in the wine press outside the city.
那酒榨踹在城外。And
the blood flowed out of the press, rising, and the blood flowed out of the press.
就有血从酒榨里出来，流出来，
rising as high as horses' bridles，
高到马的脚环，
for a distance of 1,600 stadia，
远有600里。
This is what we are handling today. This wrath, when the Messiah comes, the second group that does not obey the command of the first angel.
这个内容，今天我们要处理的就是这个愤怒。第一位天使来给他们下命令的时候，没有顺服的这些悖逆人。
They are trampled in the wine press outside the city.
他们在城外被这个葡萄酒榨里头被践踏。
If you look at Isaiah chapter 63 verses 1 to 3,
如果你查看63:1-3以赛亚，
Isaiah 63:1-3 says, "Who is this coming from Edom and from Bozrah? Who is this coming from Edom?"
这从以东的波斯拉来，穿红衣服，装扮华美，他是谁？ 从波斯拉来的，
with his garments stained crimson,
穿红衣服。
Who is this robed in splendor, striding forward in the greatness of his strength?
装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢？
And he answers, he says, "It is I."
回答就是我。
Proclaiming victory,
是凭公义说话。
Mighty to save.
以大能施行拯救。
Why are your garments red? He's asked.
我问了，你的装扮为何有红色？
Why are your garments red like those of one treading the wine press?
你的衣服为何像揣酒渣的一样那么红色呢？
Then he says, "I've trodden the wine press alone."
他回答说，我独自揣酒渣。
From the nations, no one was with me.
众民中无一人与我同在。
I trampled them in my anger.
我发怒，将他们踹下。发烈怒，将他们践踏。
Look at that. Their blood spattered on my garments.
看一下，他们的血溅在我衣服上。
And I stained all my clothing.
并且污染了我一切的衣裳。
This is very serious. This is the treading of the wine press he's talking about in Revelation 14:20.
这才是启示录史诗二十在那讲过的，就是揣酒渣的事情，就是神的愤怒的。
And you see, he had already been prophesied by Isaiah that he would come to crush his enemies, the rebellion.
在这，以赛亚已经预言到了，他要揣酒渣，要发烈怒，针对他的仇敌。
Joel chapter 3:18, he also says the same.
这是为什么约珥3:18说出同样的内容。
In Joel 3:18, he says.
约珥书3:18。
He says, "In that day, the mountains will drip with new wine." Again, in that day, the mountains will drip. New wine.
到那日，大山要滴甜酒。
And the hills will flow with milk.
小山要流奶子。
And all the ravines of Judah will run with water.
有大溪河都有水流。
The fountain will flow out of the Lord's house and water the valley of Acacias.
必有泉源从耶和华的殿中流出来，滋润石亭谷。
Why have I raised this?
我为什么跟你读这段经文？我读这段经文。
Because the Lord is essentially saying.
是因为主现在即使说。
When the first angel flies up here in the sky.
当第一位天使飞在空中的时候，
There is a very important message for the present day church.
那有向现今教会赐给你们的非常重要的信息。
Regarding the gospel that needs to be restored at the pulpit of the church today.
尤其是今天必须要得以恢复的，主的讲台要传出去的福音有关。
And the deliverables, the components of that gospel that are supposed to be milestones in the lives of the Christians.
并且主张这永远福音的内容应该要成为基督徒。 基督徒的标准，基督徒要行出来的。
The gospel of Jesus is preached right at the pulpit. It will deliver the fear of God in the lives of the Christians.
如果耶稣永远的福音非常准确的在讲台传出去的话，基督徒必须要懂得怎么样的敬畏神。
That if the gospel of Jesus is preached right, it will deliver glory. That Christians will glorify God with their lives, meaning they will be holy.
如果耶稣永远福音准确的得以传发的话，他们会知道怎么样的将荣耀归给主，就是这个荣耀。
Meaning they will be holy.
意味着他们是会圣洁的。
And in other words, he's saying that when the rightful gospel, the everlasting gospel, is rightfully preached at the pulpit.
如果这永远的福音从讲台内准确的得以传递的话，
Then it will deliver into the lives of the Christians the fact that God judges sin.
这会让那个基督徒知道神是要审判罪的，并且呢，审判的日子要来临了，并且这个审判已经定下来的，并且只有耶和华是配得受敬拜的。因此那些就是顺服第一位天使下命令的，
they are sealed by the Holy Spirit for Jesus, so he harvests them from heaven.
他们为了耶稣受到了圣灵的表记，圣灵的印记，因此他在天堂收割他们，拿着圣灵的印记，用圣灵的印记来表记了他们。
Disobey the command of the first angel, you can see that's what we are handling now. The wrath is coming on them. Jesus is coming to crush them.
可是那些悖逆的、不顺服第一位天使下命令的，他们呢？当耶稣来了，就是他们要受审判的。
Remember, the third angel warned that if you receive the mark of the beast, you will be crushed in the wine press. The wrath of God is coming.
记得第三位天使怎么警告了那些敬拜兽并且受到兽之印记的，你们会受到审判，就是在这、葡萄酒的酒榨里头被践踏。我们看得很清楚，那有两类人，就是严谨靠着你有没有顺服亚威神耶稣基督永远福音的。
Those that honor and respect and obey the everlasting gospel of Jesus.
那些尊荣并且顺服耶稣永远福音的人呢？我们都知道。
We see that they are taken into the New Jerusalem. We just read.
我们刚都读过，他们都被提走到新耶路撒冷城。
And yet those that disobey, they are locked out.
可是那些不顺服的，他们是被关在外边。
They are locked out of the city.Of New Jerusalem.
他们被关在城外，就是新耶路撒冷城外。
And that's why, if you read again, if you go back to the book of Revelation 14, verse 20, it says this.
因此，如果你再回到启示录的十四到二十节，神说的如下。
He says the following.
他说的如下。
They were trampled in the wine press outside the city. The word is outside the city.
那酒，那酒榨揣在城外。
And the blood flowed out of the press, rising as high as the horses' bridles for a distance of 1,600 stadia.
就有血从酒榨里流出来，高到马的脚踝，约有600里。
And so this trampling of those.That do not obey the gospel is saying to the present day church that sin has consequences.
因此这些揣酒榨的事情说的就是那些现今教会不顺服的仍然在罪恶里头的他们的后果。
Wale ambao hawatati.
Wale ambao hawatati.
Those who will not obey the everlasting gospel of Jesus.
那些不顺服耶稣永远福音的人。
He's saying very clearly here.
在这讲得这么清楚，
that there is consequence in living a sinful life.
那有活出 罪恶行为的有后果了。
We have seen that the Messiah himself now comes back in the second coming to crush them. That is the judgment of those that are in sin.
我们现在看到就是弥赛亚再临的时候来要粉碎那些悖逆的人，这就是留在罪恶里头犯罪的人，他们的后果就是来要揣酒榨，来要践踏酒榨而来，弥赛亚的第二次来临再临。
And for the church,That is very important because the Lord is raising a very serious warning right there.
对教会来说，这是非常的重要，因为主在这提出非常严重的警告。
God judges sin.
就是神审判罪。
That he has judged sin before.
他已经曾经审判过罪。
And he will judge it again.
并且他再度的要审判了。
That God has to always judge sin.
神是总是审判罪的。
In order to preserve his holiness.
为了保存他的圣洁。
God has to always judge sin.
神总是审判罪。
In order to preserve his honor.
为了保存他的尊荣。
That God must always judge sin.
神应该必须总是要审判罪。
In order to establish his sovereignty.
为了 建立他的主权。
To prove to you that he is the winner, not Satan. He must win over this battle between sin and righteousness.
来跟你证明他总是得胜的，不是撒旦，就是在这黑公义跟这个邪恶当中，他是得胜的。父神，亚威神是得胜的。
That God must judge sin, so there is consequence in living a sinful life. The present generation needs to hear that again and again.
神是审判罪的，因此仍然留在罪恶里的现今教会，你们反复的总是的要听到神审判罪，你们犯的罪是有后果的。这就是为什么启示录十九到十三。
He says he is dressed in a robe dipped in blood.
他穿着溅了血的衣服。
And his name is the Word of God.
他的名称为神之道。
Remember, I shared with you the vision when the Messiah appeared to me, and he was dressed in that robe. He made me see that red robe.
记得那个意象，我已经跟你们分享的好多次的。他出现的时候穿的是红色的衣服。
And I said that red robe is not out of the blood.That he shed at Calvary, but that is the blood of the enemies of God that is coming to trample in the winepress.
那个红色不是意味着他自己耶稣基督在加略山流的血，反而相反，那是仇敌变异的人，当他踹酒渣的时候，出来的沙的血溅在他的衣服上。这是否是给你们现今教会给你们的很严重的警告呢？因为在这说，在天上的众军跟他一起来，骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。
Look at that! Look at how the blood will spurt on him. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword.
看一下这个血是怎么溅在他衣服上的？有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国的。
He will rule them with an iron scepter.
他必用铁杖辖管他们。
The wine press of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty.
并要踹全能神烈怒的酒榨。
That is the judgment of God against sin that he's talking about.
这就是神说的针对罪的神的审判。
This is the trampling of the wine press.
这是踹酒榨的事情。
So you see, there are two groups now.
因此你看在这有两类人，眼睛靠着你对着第一位天使给出的信息做出什么样的反应，第一位天使的信息命令你做出的什么样的反应。
The command of the first angel, then you are marked by the seal of the Holy Spirit and harvested by Jesus while he is up in heaven.
如果你顺服了第一位天使给的命令，那你就参加耶稣基督收割庄稼的时候被带到他的国度那
儿。
可是如果你不顺服的话，就是现在这一代我所知道的，你这一代属于这一代的话，那你只能受到兽的印记。
Of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty.
当他来要踹酒榨，拿着神亚威神烈怒来踹酒榨的时候，你要参加这个审判。因此，我们看的是很大的差别了。那些庄稼呢，要受到圣灵的印记。
If you are rebellious and you don't obey the command of the first angel, you are locked out of the New Jerusalem.
这样一来，如果你是悖逆的，你收到的不是圣灵的印记，而是兽的印记，那。就你罪仍然在你身上，那你被关在城耶路撒冷城新耶路撒冷城外。
Out of the New Jerusalem that have not obeyed the everlasting gospel, their identity appears to me very similar to the present day church.
那些没有顺服第一位天使命令的，并且出现在这个城外新耶路撒冷城外被关在新耶路撒冷城外要受审判的，他们的特点就是现今教育的特点非常的类似。
because they did not fear God.
因为他们没有惧怕神。
And the present day church has not feared God.
现今的教会也没有惧怕神。
They do not give God glory with their lives.
他们没有用他的生活来将荣耀归给神。
Also has not given glory to God with her life and ministry.
先进的教会也是的，没有通过他的生活和他的事工来将荣耀归给神。
They behave as though God does not judge sin.
他们的行为好像神没有审判罪一样。
Same as the present day church. If you look at the way they are in sin, it's as though they don't even believe God judges sin.
先进教会也是一样的，他们根本不相信神是审判罪的。看一下他们的行为表达可以知道。
So that first angel very critical.
因此第一个第一位天使非常的重要，他给出的命令非常的重要。
That fail to obey that command are locked out of the New Jerusalem. If you go back again to Revelation 14 verse 20, it says it right there.
如果你失败了第一位天使给出的命令，你只能被关在这个新耶路撒冷城外了。启示录十四到二十节，我们再回去看一下。
It says they were trampled in the wine press outside the city, outside.
那酒榨揣在城外，城外。
Outside the city.
城外。
Why outside the city?
为什么城外呢？
Let's first see Revelation 21 verse 8.
让我现在看一下启示录二十一。
And you see very clearly how they are locked out of the New Jerusalem.
看一下他们怎么样的被关在新耶路撒冷城外，二十一的八。
But the cowardly,
唯有胆怯的
the unbelieving and the vile.
唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、
the murderers,
杀人的、
the sexually immoral,
淫乱的、
those who practice magic arts,
行邪术的、
the idolaters,
拜偶像的、
and liars,
和一切说谎话的。
You need to check on these identities the Lord is raising right there.
你必须要检查这些特点是否在你身上。
Could it be true that the present day Christian is such a coward she cannot administer the gospel at workplace fearing to be fired?
是否现今的基督徒太胆怯了，不可能在自己工作的地方传出耶稣的福音？
hawawezi hata kuhubiri injili ya Yesu kazini kwao kwa maana wanaogopa kufutwa kazi.
They're unbelieving.
他们是不信的、
the vile,
可憎的、杀人的。
Look at sexual immorality that is rife in the church, full in the church.
看一下这淫乱，看一下性罪，现在怎么样的夺走了先进的教会？他说
，They will be consigned to the fiery lake of burning sulfur.
这一切的罪，就是跟地狱永远的火炉直接的有相关的。
This is serious, blessed people.
这是非常的严重，蒙福的人们。启示录二十一的九节
，It says the following.
他们的份儿就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二尺的死。九节二十一，二十的九。
They marched across the breadth of the earth.
启示录二十的九。
And surrounded the camp of God's people.
他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营。围住圣徒的营，与蒙爱的城新耶路撒冷城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。这就是弥赛亚再临的时候，他们就降在他们身上的第一次审判。这是否你看到非常就是？
And they will surround Jerusalem to try to finish it.
你们可以围住圣徒的营，与蒙爱的那城。
There are two groups. There's one group that is bound for judgment. It's locked out of the city.
因此，你们看，这里有非常明确的两类的区别：一个是被关在城外受审判的
，And you see, they are being judged out of this city.
他们是在这城外受审判。
But the Lord is talking about the New Jerusalem.
可是主在这说的就是新耶路撒冷城。
If you read Revelation chapter 21 verse 27,
如果你读启示录21-27,
this is what he says.
这是主说的话。
Revelation 21:27.
启示录二十一到二十七。
Nothing impure will enter the city, will enter it.
凡不洁净的，必那行可憎的。
Nor will anything, nor will anyone who does what is shameful,
必那行可憎与虚谎之事的，这是可憎的、虚谎的。
But only those names are written in the Lamb's book of life. This is very key.
总不得进那城，只有名字写在羔羊生命册上的才得进去。
Why is it that in Revelation chapter 14 verse 20, the treading of the wine press is outside the city?
为什么启示录十四的二十节说出揣酒渣的事情必须要在城外发生？
This is the reason.
这就是理由。
任
何一个不洁净的不能进入那座城里。
That's why you see very clearly in the book of Genesis chapter 3 verse 24.
这是为什么创世三章的二十四节你们看得很清楚。
When Adam and Eve beforeThey had fallen when they were holy and obedient.
当亚当和夏娃堕落之前，当他们圣洁并且顺服的时候，
they had fellowship with God in His holy presence.
他们跟神圣洁的同在中一起沟通交流。
They fell to sin and they became unclean.
可是当他们堕落了，就是成了一个不洁净的、不洁净的。
The ones that disobey the eternal gospel,
正如没有顺服神永远福音的人一样。
They drove the men out.
这样一来，把这些人。
Begin from verse 23 is better.
二十三节开始读就更好了。创世纪三到二十三。
Cast him from the garden, banished him from the garden, the garden of Eden.
这样一来，耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所自出之土。
After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim.
于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯。
The flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the presence of God, the way to the tree of life.
和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So in Revelation 14 verse 20, the judgment that is coming against sin will be outside the city, outside the city.
因此启示录十四的二十节说出来的那个审判肯定必须要在城外要发生，城外，在这城外。
You're beginning to understand why it's outside the city, because inside the city is the presence of God.
你现在理解了为什么审判发生在城外，因为城内那有神的同在。
And that's why nothing unclean can enter.
这就是为什么任何一个凡不洁净的不得进入。
In Revelation 22:14 and 15, it says.
启示录二十二到十四、十五。
The book of Revelation chapter 22 verses 14 and 15.
十四、十五、二十二，启示录。
You say, blessed are those who wash their robes.That they may have the right to the tree of life. Look at that. After he cut mankind away, he cut him outside the tree of life, outside the presence of God. Then now, it's amazing, after receiving the eternal gospel, look, blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life.
Amen. 那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄能到生命树那里，能可以接近生命树了。
Chapter 3:23-24, we saw very clearly that they were cut out of the tree of life, the presence of God.
因为创世三章的二十三、二十四节，我们看得很清楚，他们被就是禁止接近生命树的道路，他们就把守那个道路，不让他们接近。让他们就 不得进入，不得接近生命所所在的地方。可是看一下现在这永远福音的效果，那些接受的给他们的。 他们能够 得到接近生命树的道路。
Ni kushambuliwa, lakini hili ni kuongezwa. So he's saying, blessed are those who wash their robes.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，启示录二十二的十四。可得权柄能到生命树那里，也能从门进城。看一下耶路撒冷信城。
The command of the first angel, there is a sharp divide.
就是仅靠是否你遵守第一位天使下的命令，有直接的后果。
And why that divide? Why is there that divide? Why does he say they have to be locked out?
为什么这有个非常明确的一个分别？为什么把他们关在门外、城外？
He says, outside are the dogs. Outside.
十五节，你们看一下，城外，城外有那些犬类，行邪术的，淫乱的，犯性罪的，杀人的，拜偶像的，并且并一切说好。
The city of New Jerusalem. Why? Because in the city, the presence of God, the holy presence of God is there.
喜好说谎言、编造虚谎的，因此这一切罪恶不可能不得进入城内，因为城内有父神的同在，圣洁神的同在，亚威神圣洁的同在在城内。
Chapter 14, if you read 33, all the way to 45.
那《
利未十四》的三十三到四十五，三十三到四十五，启示《利未十四》。
Understand the basis of this. From verse 34, he says.
你可以理解这一切的基础内容，十四到三十四。
Again, Leviticus 14, 34 to 45.
三十五到四十五，利未记十四。
He says, when you enter the land of Canaan,
你们到了我
which I am giving you.
三十四，你们到了我赐给你们为业的迦南地。
I'll put a spreading mold in a house in that land.
我若使你们所得为业之地的房屋中。我若使你们所得为业之地的房屋中。
Again, let's go back to 34. It says, when you enter the land of Canaan,
你们到了我赐给你们为业的迦南地。我作为你的这个、
And I put a spreading mold in a house in that land.
我若使你们所得为业之地的房屋中。
The owner of the house must go.And tell the priest.
有大麻风的灾病，房主就要去告诉祭司说。据我看，房屋中似乎有灾病。
The priest is to order the house to be emptied before he goes into to examine the mold.
祭司还没有进去查看灾病以前，就要吩咐人把房子腾空，免得房子里所有的都成了不洁净。
After this, the priest is to go in and inspect the house.
然后祭司要进去查看房子。
He is to examine the mold on the walls.
他要查看那灾病。
If it has a greenish or reddish depression that appears to be deeper than the surface of the wall,
灾病若在房子的墙上有发绿或发红的凹斑纹
of the doorway, shall go out of the doorway of the house and close it up for seven days.
在房子的墙上有发绿或发红的凹斑纹现象挖与墙，祭司就要出到房门外，把房子封锁七天。
out of the door of the house and close it for 7 days.
祭司就要出到房门外，把房子封锁七天。第七天，祭司要再去查看。灾病落在房子的墙上发散。就要吩咐人把那有灾病的石头挖出来。
Outside the town,
扔在城外，城外，城外，不洁净之处。
The inside wall of the house crept, and the materials that is crept off dumped into an unclean place outside the town. Outside.
也要叫人刮房内的四围，所刮掉的灰泥要倒在城外，城外不洁净之处。
The other stones to replace these, and take the clay and the plaster, and then plaster the house.
又要用别的石头代替那挖出来的石头，要另用灰泥漫房子。
If the defiling mold reappears in the house after the stones have been torn out and the house crept and plastered,
他挖出石头刮了房子慢了以后，灾病若在房子里又发现，
the priest is to go and examine it, and
祭司就要进去查看。
And if the mold has spread in the house,
灾病落在房子里发散，这就是房内蚕食的大麻风，是不洁净，他就要拆毁房子。
Stones and timber and all the plasters taken out of the town to an unclean place out there.
把石头、木头、灰泥都搬到城外，城外不洁净之处。
Why was the Lord giving this command?
为什么主给出了这种命令呢？
Because nothing unclean should be found inside.
因为任何一个不洁净的不可能被发现在城内。
Because inside the camp is the presence of the Lord, the cloud of God.
因为城内就有神的同在，神的同在就在这。
The cloud of God is inside the church.
会幕里头现在神的云彩就在这个。
It's a very serious time in the church.
施工会上这非常严重的时间，教会的历史以来。如果你读到尼希米十一章的第一节，你可以发现同样的事情。
He says the following, Nehemiah chapter 11 verse 1.
그때부터 Nehemiah 수락국민의모든세력과관계에포탈요
He says now the leaders of the people settled in Jerusalem.
百姓的首领住在耶路撒冷。
The rest of the people cast lots to bring one out of every 10 of them to live in Jerusalem.
其余的百姓撤迁，每十人中使一人来住在圣城耶路撒冷，圣城耶路撒冷。那九人住在别的城邑，任何一个玷污的、堕落的，不能住进去。弥赛亚踹酒炸的、发烈怒的是在城外。
The book of Hebrews chapter 13, 11 and 13.
希伯来十三的十一。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 11 to 13.
希伯来十三的十一到十三。
It says the high priest carries the blood of animals into the most holy place as a sin offering.
原来牲畜的血被大祭司带入圣所做赎罪祭，牲畜的身子被烧在营外，营外。
Jesus also suffered outside the gate of the city to make the people holy through his own blood.
所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦，城外。
So let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing the disgrace he bore.
这样我们也当初到营外救了他去忍受他所受的凌辱。因此当他死在十字架，他在城外踹酒炸。
the command of the first angel. That is a substitute death for you. He has suffered that for you on your behalf.
如果一个坚守地位、天使下的命令的、顺服那命令的，耶稣基督替你代替的死亡，已经付出了代价，已经付好了。
And so then you don't have to re-suffer the same. For you, you are now inside the city.
因此你不用再受到那个惩罚了，你现在已经在城内了。
But anybody that does not command, that not obey the command of the gospel, the command of receiving Jesus, the command of the eternal gospel.
可是任何一个没有顺服这永恩福音的命令，没有任何一个没有接受主耶稣基督的。
Then they will have to suffer outside the city when they are being trampled by the Messiah when he returns on his second coming.
他们就在城外受到这个痛苦，就是当弥赛来降临的时候，揣酒炸的时候，拿着神的愤怒来揣酒炸的时候。因此，当你看到现今教会他们拿着另一个福音来在那拿着玩，那是完全不一样，跟着永恩的福音不一样的福音。当你看到这样的事情，这是非常致命性的游戏，他们在玩的。
看一下他们身上发生的事情，马太十三的四十二。看一下他们身上发生的事情，马太十三的四十二。丢在那地狱的火炉里。 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。地狱的火炉里，这不是开玩笑。当第一个天使下命令的时候，当他们在这个酒架里头被践踏的时候，这不是开玩笑。
当他们在这个酒架里头被践踏的时候，被揣酒架的时候，这他的意思就是就这个丢在火炉里受痛苦、受折磨、哀哭切齿。他把他们丢在火炉里。 在那里必要哀哭切齿了。因此，我要带给你们这地狱火炉，这地狱的火炉，这个意思是什么？这地狱火炉的意思是什么？ 他说的如下。
Please post it there because anyone can pick it. Even I know in their homes they have already picked it up. So the blazing furnace.
地狱的火炉。
The blazing furnace is this.
地狱的火炉就是这个。
Because it says when you don't obey the everlasting gospel that I've been reading here again and again.
当你不顺服我在这反复读的这永恩福音的话，我反复的。 为你赌，这是你的命运。
The time for harvesting of the crop of the earth's harvest is ready, and also the time to crush the grapes is ready.
当这地上的庄稼都熟透了，都成为了这个被收割的时候了。那这样的时刻，这葡萄也熟透，要准备来被践踏。
Right away, they are putting the blazing furnace.
看着屏幕当中这个火炉，你们看一下。
I know in your homes you already have it on your cell phones. You are reading it already.
我知道你们在家里现在收到这直播的。你们通过你们的屏幕，通过你的手机来，已经都看到了。
It's very easy. Only that my team here will take 2 hours to do it.
你来意思，卡比萨。
盯着火炉。
And so he says, "This is your fate."
这就是你的结局。
If you reject the eternal gospel that brings the fear of God in the life of the believer,
如果你拒绝这永远的福音，就是让基督徒得生命的这个命令的话，这就是要求你们这一代的悔改。
You can also bring the temperature. You know, we were talking about the temperature. Everybody knows it's about the temperature. The blazing furnace is about temperature.
并且这火炉是有温度的，我都跟你们说过好几遍了。这火炉不是开玩笑。他们被丢在这火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。马太25:41。
The Lord still highlighting the fate of those that reject the everlasting gospel.
主仍然的在强调那些就是拒绝地位欠是永远福音命令的他们的结局。
Depart from me, you who are cast.
往右要向那左边的说，你们这被咒诅的人。离开我进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去吧。因此那些启示录14:20那描述的那些没有接受真正福音的人他们的结局。
You meet there the trampling of the wine press, the crushing of the grapes.
你们会遇见他们就在那拆酒渣的葡萄那见到他们的。
Book of Revelation 14:9-11, you meet the furnace, the burning sulfur there, the torment.
并且启示录九的十一在那你们会看到那惩罚就是地狱的火炉他们要受到的。
Then you understand well Matthew 25:41.
那你现在马太25:41理解得很清楚了。当他说到这样的马太25:41说的如下王又要向那左边的说你们这被咒诅的人离开我进入那为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永河里去吧马太13:30
We are simply highlighting the fate.
现在我们强调那些结局。
13:30, the fate of those that will reject the everlasting gospel like the present day church has rejected.
正如现今的教会拒绝的一样，那些拒绝地位天使下命令的永远福音命令的。
The proof and the evidence that you've accepted the eternal gospel of the Lord is that you are now walking in a life that has the fear of God.
你接受了永远福音的那个证据就是你现在走在这个圣洁公义这个命令当中
that when you are giving glory to God from your life, lifestyle then you have received the everlasting gospel of the Lord
通过你的生活来表达出敬畏神惧怕神并且将荣耀归给神的话你就是证明你是顺服地位天使命令的
when you live in the fear of God knowing that God judges sinSo you are evading sin, avoiding sin at all costs. Then someone can say that person has received Jesus, has received the eternal gospel of Jesus.
你是知道要敬畏神、惧怕神，是因此你知道神是审判罪。这样一来，你要避开、要逃避所有一切犯罪的一切情况。这样一来，其他的人看你知道你是敬畏神的，你是惧怕神的。
Namepokea Yesu.
Na ameokoka.
In Matthew 13:30 is still another scripture highlighting the fate of those that reject the true gospel, the true eternal gospel of the Lord Jesus.
马太十三的三十在这再度的强调那些拒绝神永远福音的人他们的结局。
It says, "Let both grow together."until the harvest.
容这两样一起长。等着收割。
At that time, I will tell the harvesters who are the angels, of course.
当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，就是天使。先将稗子薅出来，捆成捆，留着烧。
Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.
唯有麦子要收在仓里。
Again, the Lord comes out so clearly that their fate is fire.
这一度的在这讲的这么清楚，他们的结局就是火。
Luke chapter 16:24 is yet another scripture highlighting the fate of those that reject the eternal gospel of Jesus.
路加使徒的二十四再一度的强调了那些拒绝永恩福音下的命令的人，他们的结局。
He says, "So he called to him." So he called to him.
路加十六到二十四
Father Abraham,
Baba Abraham,
have pity on me.
就喊着说我主亚伯拉罕了可怜我吧
The tip of his finger in water.
打发拉撒路来用指头尖蘸点水凉凉我的舌头凉凉我的舌头因为我在这火焰里极其痛苦
Of those that refuse to take the everlasting gospel of Jesus.
这就是拒绝接受耶稣永远福音的人，他们的结局了。
When the first angel is flying up here mid heaven and proclaiming and commanding the eternal gospel of Jesus, it is not a joke; it's a command.
因此当地位天使飞在空中宣布大声宣布永远福音的时候这不是开玩笑这是命令这是给你们的命令
It's a very serious command. It's a last warning.
这是非常严重的是最后的警告
He's not bargaining with you.
他不是跟你讨价还价
He's not arguing with you.
他不是请求你
He's not pleading with you.
他不是跟你辩论
He's commanding you because our head is bad.
他现在命令你，因为前头是个糟糕的。以赛亚三十三的十四曾说
，Another scripture that brings to the fore the fate of those that fool around with the gospel of Jesus and refuse to receive the eternal gospel and take the gospel of prosperity, their fate.
另一个警告就是这些结局那些拒绝永远的福音然后呢仍然拿着旧时玩并且受到了就是追求繁荣福音的人他们的结局
hofu ya Mungu ambao inaleta utukufu kwa Bwana wanacheza cheza na injili wanachukua lile liitwalo injili la ufanisi vile tunaona kwenye kizazi hichi kanisani so we see it in this generation look at this fate here the sinners in Zion are terrified
西安中的罪人都惧怕
trembling grips the godless
不敬虔的人被战惊抓住
with the consuming fire
我们中间谁能与吞灭的火同住
who of us can dwell with the everlasting burning
我们中间有谁能与永活同住呢
This is serious, blessed people.
蒙福的人们这是非常的严重
退
不破题马太
Again, God coming out so clearly.
主在这再度的非常的清楚他必须要审判罪
He must intervene directly into the conflict between sin and holiness.
他必须要直接的介入到圣洁和罪恶当中之间直接的要介入
He's saying he must judge to ensure that the devil never wins.In this conflict.
神必须要审判罪好让明白仇敌不可能得胜在这冲突当中圣洁和罪恶的冲突
Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish
马太十二到四十
So the son of man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth Look at the price he paid
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中人家也要这样三日三夜在地里头看一下他付出的代价
The Messiah went down
弥赛亚下去了那你怎么可以怎么能拒绝接受永远福音呢
Job chapter 18 verse 15 and then verse 21
约伯十八十五二十一
Job chapter 18 verse 15 and then verse 21
十五到二十一约伯
Okay, verse, chapter 18 please
十八章
verse 15
十五节
Job chapter 18, 15, it says, fire resides in his tent.
部署他的必住在他的帐篷里。
Moto hukaa kwenye hema lake.
Burning sulfur is scattered over his dwelling.
硫磺必撒在他所住之处。
His roots dry up below.
下边他的根本要枯干。
And his branches wither above.
上边他的枝子要剪除。
The memory of him perishes from the earth.
他的纪念在地上必然灭亡。
He has no name in the land. Verse 21.
他的名字在街上也不存留。
He says, surely such is the dwelling of an evil man.
不义之人的住处总是这样。
Such is the place of one who does not know God.
看向蒙福的人们，非常的严肃。当地狱天使飞在空中宣布大声宣布永恩福音的时候，超级的严重，非常的震惊。 任何一个人拒绝的，只能面临这样的结局。
In Mark chapter 9:43-48.
马可九。
Mark chapter 9:43-48. It says the following on your screen.
43到48，看一下你们的视频当中。
It says, if your hand causes you, I'm very shocked that we have not gotten the temperature of the blast furnace until now. So, if your hand causes you to stumble,
倘若你一只手叫你跌倒,
cut it off.
就把它砍下来。
That's how serious the everlasting gospel the first angel is pronouncing is.
这就是地位天使宣布的永恩的福音有多么的严重。 告诉你， 如果你的一只手叫你跌倒， 就把它砍下来。
Better for you to enter into eternal life maimed than with two hands to go into hell.
你缺了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱，入那不灭的火里去。入那不灭的火里去。这火炉的温度，气温。
I don't know if this is in degrees Celsius or Fahrenheit, but anyway, the heat is over 3,000 degrees. Okay, you should have put it there. So you can serve God more effectively and more perfectly. So the heat is over 3,000 degrees Celsius.
这温度是3,000度以上的，我不知道这是摄氏度还是华氏。会在眼中的烧着。
And he says with outstanding power and speed.
拿着超强的大能和速度来烧掉。It
is characterized as scorching fire, blazing fire, burning fire, flaming fire, raging fire, red hot fire, ablaze.
这个特点就是燃烧的、烧着的、有火焰的、并且很猛烈的、并且很红、很烫的， 让你受折磨的火。
In the book of Mark, chapter 9:43-48, he is warning, he says, you rather get one arm cut off if that is going to lead you to hell.
因此，马可九章四十八给你的警告就是：你的那只手让你去犯罪的，那就那个你的一只手，但把你拉进到地狱里，你必须要砍下来，要砍掉。你拿着一只手来进入天堂，这是拿着两只手下地狱抢的多。
In other words, if your foot causes you to fall into sin, cut it off, he says.
倘若你一只脚叫你跌倒，就把它砍下来。
It is better you enter life, eternal life, crippled, than to have 2 feet and be thrown into the hell fire, blast furnace.
你瘸腿进入永生，假如有两只脚被丢在地狱里，那永恒的火炉里。
And he goes on to say, verse 46. 46.
那四十。
Okay, they broadcast him here. So anyway, so blessed people, you see the warning.
你们都看到了这个警告。
It's such a serious warning.
如此严重的警告,
very, very big warning.
非常非常大的警告,
that the Lord is raising on those that disobey the everlasting gospel.
主在强调警告那些不顺服地位天使下命令的，非常的令人震惊。
Because the Lord is saying.
因为主在说,
that strictly based on the fact whether you obey. The first angel or not?
严谨靠着你有没有顺服地狱天使下的命令为标准。
Then he says,
然后他说,
different destinies, two different destinations.
那有完全不一样的两种结局。
One of them is harvested into glory.
其中一个被收割进入荣耀里。
Those that receive the eternal gospel of Jesus.
那些接受耶稣永远福音的人。
And remember, he's not talking about the gospel of prosperity.
记得他并没有说那繁荣福音。
But those that reject it and take a sweeter melody, a sweeter mellow gospel that is caramelized, is sweeter prosperity, and they continue in sin, their fate is unbelievable.
可是那些接受了繁荣福音的甜蜜的福音，让你舒服方便的福音，并且仍然留在罪恶里头的，他们的结局不可能进入荣耀里。
He says that where they are warm. Doesn't die, and the fire is not quenched.
只能在那里从是不死的火是不灭的这个地方。
He says, if your eye causes you to stumble and fall into sin, it's better you pluck it off.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就去掉它。
He says, it's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye. Than to have two eyes and be thrown into the lake of fire, into hell.
你只有一只眼进入神的国，假如有两只眼被丢在地狱里。
He says, where the worms that eat them do not die.
在那里虫是不死的。
And the fire is not quenched.
火是不灭的。
So when you see the pastors playing around and the false apostles playing around with a gospel called prosperity gospel, they are really destroying the destiny of the church.
因此，当那些牧师、假先知、假使徒拿着繁荣福音来玩耍的时候，他们真正的把教会都推到地狱里头去呢。
They are really injuring the church.
他们真的伤害教会。
Isaiah 66 verse 24.
以赛亚66:24.
He says the following.
他说的如下。
He says Isaiah 66 verse 24.
以赛亚66:24.
He says, and they will go out and look on the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me.
他们必出去观看那些违背我人的尸首，因为他们的虫是不死的，吃他们的虫是不死的，烧掉他们的火是不灭的。焚有血气的都必憎恶他们。因此主在这讲得很清楚。
And becomes a rebel, becomes rebellious against God, and gets away with it.
没有任何一个人反对神、抵抗神、违背神，然后呢，能够逃掉的，没有任何一个人。That
a day comes when the Lord must catch up with all the people you see sinning all over the world right now and refusing to repent. That they must appear.
到了那一天，随着一切现在地上活的随着一切人，到了那一天，要找出随着一切违背神的每一个个别的人。审判的日子。
It is very serious.
就是非常的认真。
And these people who are rebellious,
那些悖逆的人
，The Lord is very much aware that they have been given the gospel and they have simply rejected it.
神都知道他们都有了机会接受福音的，可是他们拒绝了。
They have rejected the eternal gospel of the Lord. They are rebellious.
他们拒绝了主永远的福音，他们是违背悖逆的。他们拒绝悔改。
That's why when you get people that don't want to repent, it raises serious questions.
因此，当你面对那些拒绝悔改的人，这是个非常严重的事情。
Revelation chapter 9, verses 20 and 21, he says.
启示录九二十到二十一。
As we begin to wind down, Revelation chapter 9.20 to 21.
启示录九二十到二十一，当我们慢慢结束的时候，当我们开始慢慢结束。
The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands.
启示录九到二十，胸前有甲，好像铁甲，他们翅膀的声音好像许多车马。二十
idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己手所做的，还是去拜鬼魔和那些不能看、不能听、不能走的金银铜木石的偶像，又不悔改他们那些凶杀邪术、奸淫性罪、偷窃的事，这是非常的严重。这几乎现在描述现今的教会。因为主在说，甚至审判了他们之后，那些未曾
And they continue in their idol worship and their sin and corruption and immorality.
那些剩下的其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人仍然不悔改自己的罪恶。你们看的是什么呢？当我给出冠状病毒预言的时候，你们看的是什么？
When I gave that prophecy December 1, the year 2015, and put it on the web,
put it in YouTube. 2015年10月1号发表那个预言放在 YouTube 上的时候，
And then it was fulfilled when the Lord waited for so long, nobody repented, no nation repented, then fulfilled the year 2020, January.
可是没有任何一个人，没有任何一个国家悔改。这样一来，主等了长时间的忍耐，最终2020年1月份这个预言得以实现了。
Look at how terrible the COVID-19 was.
看一下冠状病毒是多么的可怕。
Shut down the whole earth.
封锁了整个全球、全世界，所有的飞机都停下来了，所有的商场都关门了，所有的人都被关在自己家里了，上百万个人都被埋葬在公坟里头，甚至那些亲爱的人都无法去触碰那些自己亲爱的死人，他们都戴口要戴口罩，并且有很多很多那些尸体在火葬处理，并且剩下的没有处理好的尸体都在街头上在那被腐烂着。可是你告诉我，剩下的那其余的那些存活下来的在冠状病毒的这个惩罚之后，他们当中有谁悔改呢？
Who of them repented?
谁是悔改的？
And that's why when you look at that scripture, Revelation chapter 9, 20, 21, it literally describes this generation.
因此当你看到启示录14、20、21, 其实描述的就是这一代了。
If we can start from Revelation chapter 9, verse 17 to 21,
当你查看启示录九十七到二十一
he says the horses and riders I saw in my vision look like this.
他说我看到的，我在异象中看见那些马和骑马的，骑马的胸前有甲如火
dark blue and yellow as sulfur.
与紫马、紫玛瑙并硫磺。
The horses resemble the heads of lions.
马的头好像狮子的头，有火，有火，有烟，有硫磺从马的口中出来，口中所出来的火与烟并硫磺，这三样灾杀了人的三分之一。看一下上百万个人，看他们的三分之一都被杀，这三分之一的人被杀在这口中所出来的火与烟，火烟并且硫磺，就是口中出来的这三样东西杀害他们。
The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues stillDid not repent.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人仍旧不悔改，仍旧不悔改自己手所做的事情，还是去拜鬼魔和那些不能看不能听不能走的金银铜木石的偶像。这些偶像神不可能看不可能听不能走，这是非常的严重，又不悔改他们那些凶杀，他们的邪术，他们的奸淫，他们的性罪，他们的腐败，他们偷窃的事儿。这不就是 真正的描述你们这一代吗？主在这讲的是非常的严重。
In Revelation chapter 6:17, instead they are running to the mountains, crying for the mountains to cover them instead of running to the Lord.
看一下他们启示六章的十七节，他们跑到那些山洞里头，这个磐石下边，他们并没有跑向耶稣那里去。十五节神说，启示录第六章十五节神说，
Then the kings of the earth, the princes,
地上的君王臣宰，
The generals,
将军
the rich,
富户
the mighty and everyone else,
壮士和一切
slave and free,
为奴的自主的
caves,
都藏在山洞
among the rocks of the mountain,
和岩石穴里。十六节神说
they call to the mountains and the rocks,
向山和岩石说
and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the lamb.
倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面前和羔羊的愤怒。
I hope by now you know that he that is speaking here is the one that executes the wrath of the Lamb.
我希望你现在知道跟你说话的这两位先知就是执行羔羊愤怒的。
Already the Lord has made that clear when he went to Haiti, right on your screen here.
已经让你们明白，已经让你们明白，当他去到海地的时候，看一下都得实现了。现在屏幕当中看一下，他警告了，然后得实现了。因为罪，主跟我说了，那会有地震。我看见地震，历史性的地震，这会杀害人们。我看到你们为了救命而逃跑，可是我看到你们没有地方可以逃跑。你跑哪去？地震就追着你。
看，2010年1月12号得以实现。
Maiti katika mahali hapa ilikuwa ya ajabu ya kutisha.
The morgue was full.
Chumba cha kuhifadhi maiti ilikuwa imejaa kabisa.
Because of sexual
immorality.
They were trampled in the wine press outside the city.
那酒榨踹在城外。
And the blood flowed out of the press.
就有血从酒榨里流出来。
Very serious, blessed people.
非常的严重，蒙福的人们，意味着他要审判全世界了。
他
当他再临的时候，他要审判所有的一切了，全世界了，包括耶路撒冷。
Because he could see from heaven that these ones will not repent.
因为他在天堂已经看到这些人是没有悔改的，不会悔改的。因此，你现在教会当中拿着叛教，要注意，要当心。
He began with the rebellion of Satan in heaven, inside heaven.
他在天堂里那个。这个赶走了这个悖逆的撒旦，那撒旦跟他的这个使者这个坠落下来，现在伊甸园欺骗了亚当和夏娃，然后欺骗了该隐，这样一来呢，该隐呢违背了神，然后杀害了亚伯。这个，并且这个审判也发生在挪亚的时代。他们针对神非常的邪恶，非常的这个悖逆，并且这个悖逆，撒旦也带过来了巴别塔的时代。这个悖逆呢，撒旦带到埃及的时候，他们就开始杀害任何一个希伯来人、犹大人，他们希伯来人他们生的男孩，要杀害了他们。并且这个悖逆就是安提库斯希伯来尼来到以色列攻打的时候，几乎要杀掉毁灭整个圣殿。并且这个悖逆就要临到希律王，当他要除灭掉，为了除灭掉基督耶稣，杀害了整个一切这个布利恒的婴孩。
When he was praying and fasting for 40 days and nights.
这样一来呢，这耶稣基督40昼夜禁食祷告的时候结束了，那撒旦还是找他来要试探他，迷惑他。
That same rebellion the enemy used to cause the Hebrew people in Nazareth almost killed Jesus. They wanted to push him off the cliff.
并且这个悖逆就是撒旦这个冲动的纳撒勒人几乎把耶稣推到山谷下要杀害耶稣，当他开口说出他是弥赛亚的时候，这就是这个悖逆。
when most of the time they wanted to stone Jesus.
几乎大部分的情况下，他们把打石用石头来打死耶稣的时候，这个悖逆也让这个石头要封在耶稣基督的坟墓里头，这样不让耶稣出来，要拯救整个人类。耶稣基督死在十字架上被埋葬的时候，因为他们不愿意耶稣出来，那个罗马病史，罗马帝国仇敌是个撒谎的欺骗的，他不愿意人类得救。这个悖逆就让罗马帝国来逼迫起初的教会基督徒，人们被丢进在烧着的油桶里头，或者活生生的剥皮了，要么就被斩首被锯死。
As apostasy in the present day church, that he may lead them to hell.
这同样的悖逆，现在撒旦用来让现今的基督徒叛教，这样一来能够把他们带到地狱去。这就是为什么希伯来书六章四到六节，我现在结束的时候，我还是要跟你们读。
He says the following: It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened.And who have tasted the heavenly gift, and who have shared in the Holy Spirit.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有分的，并尝过神圣道的滋味。
Those who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age sound more like people in this age.Watching the ministration of the two prophets of Yahweh.
并尝过神善道的滋味，好像正在谈着那些看过这两位先知事工的人们，好像谈他们的样子。
Seeing the cloud of God coming to visit the two prophets of Yahweh.
这亚威的两位先知，带过来父神强大亲密的造访的。并且这亚威两位强大先知向天命令，雨水降下来的，天立刻顺服。看到了，当他们宣布全世界的残疾人都站起来行走的，很多的瞎子都睁开眼睛，甚至两天前的包括在内。这一代的人真的看到了，觉悟了来世的，来世全能的人。这样一来，现在仇敌用这个悖逆来不让你们得着前往天堂的道路。若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明地羞辱他，重钉十字架，明明地羞辱他了。
And then stage a global rebellion for people now to worship the devil.
这个悖逆就是现在敌基督出现，完全这个悖逆的这个违背神的一个人敌基督，这他就出现，然后带领着整个世界来违背神。
So, again on your screen, Revelation 14 verse 20, our lead scripture today.
顺服撒旦的启示录十四到二十，今天我们主要经文。
They were trampled in the wine press outside the city.
那酒榨踹在城外。
And remember, at the same time, Revelation 14:16 says they were harvested into the kingdom of glory.
看一下记得启示录十四的十四到十六，他们被收割进入神荣耀的国度。
Was seated on the cloud, swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested, meaning they were taken into glory.
那些坐在云山的深处那个快镰刀扔下快镰刀，他们都被收割进入神的荣耀国度里。可是二十节神说，他们就是酒榨，这个酒榨踹在城外，他们这里都被践踏。主再跟你们讲得这么清楚呢，没有任何余地，没有任何余地，非常清楚地跟你说，罪必须要审判，必须要审判罪，非常非常清楚地在这讲。主全能者在这非常清楚地说，跟你们这一代，罪必须要受审判。当你看到人们天天每一天每一个时每时每秒都去那跟罪玩耍，你要知道到了这个时候，神要抓住你，要问你的后果的。神就是用启示录十四到二十来要建立，让你们明白最后是神要得胜。他们在犯罪，好像他们要得胜一样，可是他们绝对不可能得胜的。因为神呢，罪证呢，你来必须要惧怕的。他必须要审判罪，因为他要补偿那些忠诚的、那些圣洁的。他愿意补偿、发赏这给那些在耶稣基督的救赎里头坚持到底、坚定不移的。因为神要建立他的圣洁，并且要保护他的主权，要审判罪。因此当永远的福音在神的讲台当中非常准确的得以传播的话，这个会中基督徒肯定会知道神是审判罪的，神必须肯定最终审判罪的，神审判罪。当你看到现在的这一代好像神并没有审判罪一样，他们非常的大胆，大胆的去犯罪，没有任何介意。
But you just continue walking in righteousness, because he says he swung the sickle and harvested those who are his, however much the tribulation was harsh.
可是你们那些公义的，必须要走到底，因为在这讲的这么清楚。当他扔下他的快镰刀，这样一来收割地上的属于他的百姓，属透的庄稼，无论逼迫环境多么的艰难、严酷，不管。
Before the rapture, he's saying, continue being steadfast in holiness and righteousness, because the Lord will come and harvest you into glory before the tribulation hits.
现在灾难之前、背敌之前，你们追求、参加背敌的你们信徒，继续的走在圣洁公义当中。这样一来，时间来了，好让你们参加神的背敌。
It is 5:01 AM Eastern African time.
现在东非时间凌晨五点了。现在你看到了拿着耶稣永义的福音玩耍的结局。这是难以置信的，直接的进入到地狱火炉里的。因此那些愿意接受主耶稣基督的，现在跟我一起祷告。强大的主耶稣，
今天我在我心中接受你，并且我请求我的主耶稣给我羞辱，并且理解，好让我完全的完整的接受耶稣永远的福音，好让我惧怕神当中行走，并且用我的生活来将荣耀归给神，好让我知道神对罪的审判要来了，好让我单单的敬拜耶稣，唯有敬拜父神，让我单单的敬拜圣灵，将一来预备弥赛亚来临之路，以讲到的耶稣圣名而求，我重生了。如果你跟我一起祷告了，我以讲到的耶稣圣名来祝福你们。我们没有机会庆祝那新的站起来的残疾人他们的医治神迹，我们明天庆祝。可是弥赛亚要来了，彻底的离开所有的罪，尤其是性罪。尤其是谎言，这一代特别的善于说出谎言，所有的这个讨论对话当中要避开谎言。几乎里面所有人都是谎言的，教会里的要区别，要离开罪恶，弥赛亚要来了，谢谢，托达拉巴。